What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We got word that Ryan Poles got an extension. You cover the Bears on a daily basis. What do you think?
Oh, man, that's not a question that can be answered in black and white. That's not a yes or no right there, because there is a lot. You could make a list, Lawrence, of good reasons to do that and good reasons not to do that. And the most obvious reason against it is that they've won 15 games over 3 years, and that is not a 15-36 record that just happened while Ryan Poles was making all these perfect decisions and just all of these things beyond his control happened. I mean, that was hiring bad coaches. Not just Matt Eberflus, but then sticking with Matt Eberflus, and then being very, very involved in one of the worst hires in, you'd have to think, but probably Mark Trestman was the last one as bad of a hire into a main coaching position with the Bears before Shane Waldron, a worse hire than Eberflus even, which is saying something. And totally bungling with that, the onboarding of the top pick in the draft of your new franchise quarterback. So no playoff appearances, 15 wins, and a lot of mistakes. We didn't even mention Chase Claypool, Velus Jones,
Roquan Smith
for Tremaine Edmonds go around. On the other side of it, and this is something that I think gets lost sometimes in the conversation about Ryan Poles, and I think even you, maybe sometimes I've mentioned this to you and you've been like, oh yeah, that's right, you're right. Total disaster that he walked into. Complete disaster left to him by Ryan Pace. Imagine the scenario you walk into when you take this job in 2022. There is minimal talent on the roster. Not only did this roster just go 6-11, Ryan Pace goes all in to give you a 6-11 team. But I mean, there's maybe at that time five guys that you want to keep long term on that entire roster. And that includes, by the way, Darnell Mooney, who didn't end up sticking around, and Justin Fields, who didn't really turn out. Maybe three other guys other than that you really want to keep: Komet, Jalen Johnson. I'm sure there's another one, but I can't think of it. So low on talent, low on salary cap space. And your predecessor has also mortgaged your draft capital. He walks into a job where the team was so bad he should have the number five pick in the draft, and he doesn't, because his predecessor used that to move up and draft a quarterback that he's probably not in love with, and the new coaching staff certainly wasn't in love with. So nothing was going right. There was no choice but to completely burn it down at that point. And when you spend your first year just absolutely burning it down, to then start rebuilding, that's a long, long rebuild from there.
It is, but I will say you also had two coaches that mysteriously had to leave that were part of the coaching staff that you allowed an agent to kind of handpick for you. That's problematic, along with everything else. And there's a lot on the negative ledger of Ryan Poles. I don't know if anyone else is in this place. I actually had a conversation with someone who I trust a lot this morning, and it was like, hey, the record is the record, and that's what you get judged on. I am willing to kind of sever what happened before Ben Johnson, or even before, I can't say before Caleb Williams, but before Ben Johnson, I'm willing to sever Ryan Poles from that and say, okay, this was a first-time GM who didn't quite know what he was doing and had inherited a really bad thing. Now, with having a team president that seems to be able to streamline your process and maybe pointed out some flaws in your process, they got the coach that everyone wanted. Now, that's not easy.
Never happens with the Bears.
It never happens with the Bears. That's not an easy thing. I'm not saying that I'm going to completely forget everything that led up to this point, like multiple 10-game losing streaks and stuff like that. But what I am saying is it's a new day. And I'm willing to go, all right, all the bugs have been worked out of this. And now going forward, because, you know, I have beef with not drafting Jalen Carter. Like, there's all sorts of stuff that, as Ryan Poles as GM, I haven't necessarily liked. But now you have the quarterback and the head coach and the GM all aligned now. And if it doesn't work, if we're into next year and we're still asking legitimate questions about whether or not Caleb Williams belongs here.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If Ben Johnson doesn't know how to be a head coach, and we find that out throughout this season and into next season, then we can, look, I wasn't bothered by it. I don't know why. I figured that this is what was going to happen, that you made the move to get in Ben Johnson. You're not going to ideally fire Ryan Poles while Ben Johnson is still the head coach. I imagine that those two guys are tied together. This just ties them together contractually, as far as my point of view on this.
Well, one reason you weren't bothered by it was because it really doesn't matter that much. A 5-year, whatever, multi-year contract for a head coach or a GM.
There's no salary cap on what you can pay your front office.
It's not the same as sinking that money into a quarterback and you're stuck with it. I mean, you can fire a GM with 4 years left, or a coach with 4 years left on their deal, and just eat the money, and it doesn't matter. I think the Bears are doing what you're doing a little bit, and the part of you that is supporting this, that sees the logic in this, I think they're saying, forget the last 3 years. Where are things headed right now?
That's kind of where I'm at.
And they're saying we feel really good about where things are headed with Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams. And who's the GM that brought those guys here? Ryan Poles. I also think that there is some thought process in that building of valuing continuity, but you have to be careful with that. I think they look around at guys like Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh and say, boy, we'd love to have that continuity. Well, that only works if the coach that you've hired is Mike Tomlin or John Harbaugh or Andy Reid.
Or has a quarterback that is great in a way that Patrick Mahomes is, or people will talk about Sean Payton and Drew Brees or Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. I do think that even though we named, you know, four guys that were coaching concurrently, I do think that there is still some outlier to that when you look at the rest of the league and how it goes. So you better be right. So you better be right about Caleb. You better be right about Ben Johnson. And I'm okay with a little bit more time figuring out if those two decisions were the right decisions. And I don't think that you have to hold his contract up and be like, well, we're going to see and we're not going to extend you. It relative to other things in your football organization, the amount of money that you're probably paying Ryan Poles is nothing.
For a GM, probably not much.
Right? So young, to me, it doesn't bother me. Is that an okay place to be?
It is. It also, like you said, it wouldn't have made that much sense to have Ryan Poles going into the end of his deal with Ben Johnson at the start of his deal. And they do seem to work together very well. I think that Ben Johnson has tremendous influence in there, as he should, because Ryan Poles should give him that. Ryan Poles' job depends on Ben Johnson's job going really, really well. Even if you pick out these things that these personnel decisions that have not worked out for Ryan Poles, there's a lot of guys on this roster that you really like. And you would look at last year's roster and you would say, in Ryan Poles' defense, you would say that shouldn't be a 5-12 roster. That roster right there, even knowing what we know now about how it all played out, that team should not have been 5-12. It was a better roster than 5-12. And I think the same was even true the year before when Justin Fields was the quarterback. I think that roster was better than 7-10, but bad coaching will drop it down a little bit. Now, of course, Ryan Poles is responsible for those coaches, for Eberflus, Getsy, Waldron, but he also brought in the guy now that everybody thinks is going to get this going the right way.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.